Hello?
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. My name is Beatrice. How may I assist you?
Yes, Ms. Beatrice. I'm trying to file an unemployment claim this week and last week. My job has been shut down, and I went into the portal and put in my email address, and I went through the steps. It was making me sign up and everything. I get to the end, and it's telling me to use my other email address. So I go in, I use my other email address, and it tells me to use the one that I just recently just tried to use. So it's giving me dead ends.
All right. Let me see if I can help you, sir. What's your social security number?
419-51-1438.
Okay. What's your first and your last name? Your first and your last name, sir?
It's Christavian Griffin. That's going to be K-R-I-S-T-A-V-I-A-N Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N.
Okay. And your date of birth and your driver's license or ID, sir?
03-01-2000.
Uh-huh.
And my driver's license number is 969-2000.
Okay, thank you. So what is your preferred language, sir?
English.
Okay, so you don't have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. And let's see here. So do you understand, sir, that knowingly making any false statements and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you file to receive unemployment benefits in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
Federal government as in for the state or just had a job in general?
Federal government, like the post office. Okay.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you already worked and filed for regular unemployment, and now are you in need of filing a trade adjustment assistance benefit?
No, ma'am. This is my first time filing.
Okay.
My job has been shut down for 2 weeks, and they gave us a sheet to file for unemployment.
Okay. So you did not receive a certification, TRA certification. Okay,
no,
so your first name is Christavian T. Griffin. Okay. And has your name changed since you last filed for unemployment, sir?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked under a different social security number?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and your phone number is 205-552-3626?
That is correct.
And what is your email, sir? Let me have the email you want to put on there.
We can use Christavian G8.
Okay, let me try. Well, one second, Chris. Tavian, just as you spell your name?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then what else?
My last initial.
N or Outlook. G?
It's Christavian G.
G, okay. What else?
8.
Okay.
At Outlook.com.
At AOL.com?
Outlook.
Oh, Outlook, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see here. And you said your date of birth was 3/1/2000. And your mother's maiden last name, sir?
Driver.
Okay.
D-R-I-V-E-R.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license or an ID, sir?
I have a driver's license.
Okay. May I have that number again, please?
969-2000.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and for demographic purposes, sir, do you consider yourself white, black, Asian, or other?
I am African-American.
Okay, that designation is no longer available, sir, so you would be black, either Hispanic or non-Hispanic or other.
Black.
Okay. Hispanic, non-Hispanic, or other?
Non-Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. And male or female?
Male.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of school you completed?
Graduated high school.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you live in the U.S., correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the residential address, sir?
109 McKinney Road, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y Road, 35184, West Brockton, Alabama.
What's 3184?
35184, zip code.
Zip code, okay.
3584. It's fine.
Okay, thank you. And what city is that located in? Bessemer?
West Brockton, Alabama.
West.
So it's going to be B-L-O-C-T-O-N. West Brockton.
Okay. And that's Alabama. Okay. And is your mailing address the same, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and what was your occupation before, sir? What did you do?
I was a plant worker.
Production?
Manufacturer. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, production. And are you seeking work in this area of occupation?
Yes, ma'am. I have a job still currently. We were just shut down for 2 weeks.
Okay. So do you belong to a union?
No, ma'am.
Are you attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
And when are you supposed to go back to work? What day?
Next Monday.
Okay. I need a date, sir.
The 15th.
Okay, July 15, 2024. Okay, and it's a temporary layoff. Okay, and are you available to work all the shifts of your occupation, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you available to work full time?
Yes.
And are you mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
And how many miles do you travel to go to work one way, sir?
I think like 20.
Okay, and what's the hourly wage?
I make $18.25 an hour.
Okay. And are you a corporate officer in a business at the moment?
No, ma'am.
Do you own your own business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working on commission, or do you have a real estate license?
Say that one more time, please.
Are you currently working on commission, or do you have a real estate license?
Neither.
Okay. Have you applied, or are you receiving any workman's compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied, and are you receiving any pension from an employer in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal from April 1st, 2023 to March 31st, 2024, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right. And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal taxes, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And would you like to keep the same direct deposit information you had in there before, sir? Would you like to update that?
You can keep the same information in there.
Okay. Thank you. And what's the name of the company you are working for?
Bros. R-O-S-E.
R-O-S-E, Rose. Okay. Did you get that through a staffing agency?
No, ma'am. I was hired on through the company.
You were hired direct. Okay. And you said it's R-O...
B-R-O-S-E.
B-R-O-S-E. Okay, I don't see anything here listed on your record with that. Okay, how long have you been working there?
Like 90 days. A little bit over 90 days.
B-R-O-S-E. Okay. All right, so let's see. Okay, I see it here. Okay. Is that Bros Tuscaloosa?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Would you have their phone number, sir?
Let me see. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Is it located in Tuscaloosa?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I can look it up.
Okay.
It's in Vance, Alabama, but that's Tuscaloosa County.
Okay.
Their number is 205-562-4800.
Okay, thank you. And when was your last day of work and your first day of work?
You talking about when did I first start?
Yes, sir.
Going to give me a second. My first day was April 3rd.
Okay. 2024?
Yes, ma'am.
And your last day of work?
My last day of work would have been, let me pull out my calendar, the 28th.
Of June?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can you give me the phone number again, please? It's rejecting it.
205-562-4800.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And this is a temporary shutdown. Okay. And have you received or are you expecting to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay, or pension?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So let's see here. Chris Davian T. Griffin. So, sir, do you certify that your answers are true and accurate and that you know that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits? Would you match the earnings and information you provide with that which your employer will provide or has provided? False answers could result in fraud penalties and overpayments. Do you certify that your answers are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, thank you. Your social security number one more time, please.
419-511-1438.
Okay. Thank you. And I need to verify your identity, sir. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? Bayside Drive, Liberty Street, Flint Hill Road, Republic Avenue, or none of the above?
Flint Hill Road.
I'm sorry?
Flint Hill Road.
Flint Hill, okay.
That was my most previous address.
Which of the following cities? Bessemer, Huntsville, Anniston, Madison, or none of the above?
Bessemer.
Okay. Which of the following addresses? 2014 Van Buren Drive, 21255 Bryan Street, 235 James Harrison Jr. Parkway, 690 Brussels Circle, or none of the above?
235 James Harrison Parkway. That's James I. Harrison Jr. Parkway.
Yes, yes.
That was my longest address.
Yeah, I could see that would be a mouthful. Okay.
It is.
Do you hereby certify that your answers are true and accurate, sir, and that you choose
yes,
to file this unemployment insurance claim against the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you certify on the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim? And again, that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the benefit claim book at labor.alabama.gov?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, sir. So I'm going to read a really long disclaimer, sir. Okay, if we get disconnected, I'm going to call you back, so make sure you answer. Otherwise, you're going to have to do this all over again. Okay,
yes,
I'm going to ask you to please refrain from asking questions until I give you a PIN number at the end. Then you can ask me any questions you want, okay? So we can submit your application in a timely manner.
I will give you a PIN number.
At the end, at which point you can ask me questions, okay? Thank you, sir. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes three or more weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able to work, available to work, and seek full-time work each week that you claim benefits for. Unemployment claims use a calendar week that begin on Sunday and then on Saturday. You will be required to register at the Alabama Career Center, either in person or by going online at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. In addition, you must either visit or submit 3 applications per week, each week that you claim benefits for. But that's not going to necessarily relate to you, sir, because you have a job to go back, but I still have to read it, okay? An information booklet is available on the benefits, rights, and responsibility. It contains information on how your claim is being determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how you are to file your weekly certification. Please read it thoroughly. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. The process we just completed of filing your unemployment claim does not automatically start your payments. You must first complete a weekly certification for the previous week. Failure to make a complete weekly certification each week could result in denial of benefits. Unemployment claims use a calendar week that begin on Sunday and then on Saturday. You can file a weekly certification either by online or by phone by calling 800-752-7389. That's 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification must be done anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, not on Saturday. Failure to make a complete weekly certification before 5 p.m. could result in denial of benefits. make sure you complete your weekly certification between Sunday and Friday before 5. Whether filing online or by phone, you will need to remember the PIN number that will be assigned to you. Again, additional information is available on the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility book at labor.alabama.gov. Exceptions for the work search requirement I've made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing, verified short-term layoffs, claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, you could call 1-800-361-4524 Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Since you are a job attached to a job and have or are expected to have a recall date of work, you will not be required to submit a work search, but you will be required to make the phone calls, weekly certifications, and any changes must be reported when you call 1-800-361-4524. Okay, and your weekly certification again, sir, is 800-752-7389. Your application number is 490-010-905. That's 010-905. Okay. Did you get that, sir? Are you still with me?
Yes, ma'am. Could you repeat that one more time, please?
Oh. No, I can't, sir. I just turned the page. I'm sorry. I don't have that information. It's just for reference. You're going to need is the PIN number, and the PIN number is 5722. That's 5722 is the PIN number, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And your first phone call would be this Sunday. You should have, if you filed last week, your first phone call should have been this week. So you might try to do it before Friday and see if it goes through. If it doesn't, just try it on Sunday, okay?
Okay.
All right. Wish you the best of luck, sir. You have a nice day. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Wish you the best of luck. You have a nice day, sir. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line.